I'd like to thank you for joining me in my segment titled A Sign of the Times. This is where things are impacting your world. And I have Colleen Kettenhoffen, and she's going to talk with us about Generation Y in a workplace. Now, Generation Y are probably your kids or your nieces, nephews. Those are the people that are ranging somewhere between the mid, born between the mid-1970s and the 2000s. Colleen, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Valder, for having me.
Oh, well, Colleen, I'm sorry. I wanted to talk with you about this group because I think it's a fascinating, dynamic group. Tell me about Generation Y.
Well, the first thing that I would probably say is, like you said, you know, they're often your own kids or maybe your brothers and sisters' kids. And typically, gosh, you know, it depends on the study, but born after 1981 or maybe 1985, like you said, they can be just getting ready to enter the workforce. And when I conduct a lot of speaking engagements for managers and supervisors, what few Generation Ys I have, they're wonderful. They're energetic. They're engaged. They ask a lot of questions. And it may be because the ones I have in my programs are usually managers and supervisors. Having said that, whether it's the Generation Ys in my leadership programs or the other generations like the Boomers and the Xers, the perceptions are that they don't have a respect for authority or that they don't want to take on any more work than they have to. The phrase that I often hear is sense of entitlement, like coddled and spoiled. And people will say, well, remember in school sports, even with the losing team, everyone got a trophy, and so that's where sometimes this is coming from.
Well, and, you know, there's always a yin and a yang to everything, so I think that's a valid point. You know, for some reason, we have to know bad to know good and good to know bad. And those characteristics, as you know, we're just talking about Generation Y, they're pervasive throughout society, really, you know. I know people who are boomers and still don't have a job, okay?
Oh, yes, yes. And the biases can kind of go the other way. You know, those of us who are boomers, they think that we really don't like change and, you know, don't want to learn computers any more than we have to. And so you're right.
Okay, so my Generation Y, that's encompassing for me, I have a close connection, as I told you earlier. My kids fall into the category of two in college, but then I have the others who are generation, I guess they're the Generation X, because a little bit before that, I got those. But mm-hmm. my producers, and I've got two college-age kids. You know, and like you said, they've got all kinds of characteristics. But one of the things I read was that the characteristics of this generation can vary by region.
Yes, I think probably that's true, just kind of depending on how they were raised and certainly what they were taught in school.
Yeah, that goes back to the socioeconomic conditions that would make some varying shifts. Well, what's the best thing that you think about Generation Y?
Well, I think the best thing is they're open to change. They are open to learning. They value involvement. They've been given quite a voice at home and a lot of authority and autonomy. So they do value involvement. They like their assignments to be fast-paced and require a lot of activity and a lot of variety. And typically, they can work while surrounded by a lot of external stimulation. You know, there can be noise and music and that kind of thing. And one thing I really relate to, they value jobs in which they feel they have an emotional connection to their work. And I really agree with that. I don't think work has to be a four-letter word.
No, I think you're so very, very right. You know, I see my daughter fast-tracking, and I'll use that for an example because it's the best one I have. She is fast-tracking through corporate America in 5 years. I mean, this is someone who's just ready to graduate from college, has a plan, set a foundation in corporate America, and many adults in old age categories have not been able to accomplish that.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, probably, you know, you raised her in terms of the importance of having goals and having a plan. And like you said, I really think socioeconomics has a lot to do with it, because the situations that I've seen where they were coddled and spoiled and pretty much given everything and where the parents did all the chores for them. This is what I hear in a lot of my programs is, you know, I think that's the worst thing parents can do, because then the child grows up and they don't know how to do anything, and they expect everything to be done for them.
Well, also, too, I guess that's not a bad thing if you can matriculate that into your adult lifestyle, but most people can't. So you're out there with no skills if you've been coddled, and you can't, you know, you can't create that for yourself. Let me ask you, what are they doing on the technology horizon, Generation Y?
Oh, my gosh. I think they're setting the stage for all of us in terms of technology. I mean, I think in terms of helping the rest of us in the workplace, a lot of people have said it's pretty humbling, because they are the ones that we're going to in the workplace when we have questions. Having said that, the one thing I'm hearing from a lot of managers and supervisors is that, you know, we know the expression calling in sick. They are texting in sick. And I've had some managers who have said, so that does that mean we can text back, you're fired? So,
but you're right. My daughter, and I'm using this example, pretty much if she misses a call, she doesn't go to voicemail. She says, I see you called. Or she'll text you, you called. You know, they aren't using the older technologies the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking voicemail is the coolest thing since I don't know what.
I know. I know, because when we were younger, it wasn't invented yet, at least certainly for me when I was younger.
It was not invented yet. And they really are not voicemail people. They're texters. You know, caller ID, those things are really, really important to them. We're talking about technology, let's talk about the phones. You know, they are always on it with the newest phone.
Yes, and what I'm hearing from managers, not just the boomers, but also Generation Y, typically those born roughly 1961 or 1964 till about 1981 or 1985, depending on what study you read. And typically what a lot of managers and supervisors and even some CEOs that I interviewed for my book are saying is, you know, sometimes you just have to pick up the phone, or literally you have to go and talk to the person in the workplace, especially if it's kind of a delicate issue or a sensitive issue. And so a lot of managers have said to me, you know, it's fine to use email or maybe in some cases text, but they've said, you know what, Colleen, sometimes there's no tone in a text or in an email, or the message gets misconstrued. You know, we've all been through that, where you send a neutral email and the person on the other end totally takes it the wrong way. So sometimes it's a matter of you just have to talk face to face, even if the person's only working 9 feet away from you in a cubicle ridden environment.
And also that human connection, there's something to be said for that. That's been around a long time. But, you know, I don't know if they really feel like that, because they're breaking up by text. They're getting the jobs by text, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So their world is really rapidly overshadowing ours. What do we see? Because these are the people that they have what I call multiple titles. We call them Generation Y, but they're also known as a millennial group. Millennials,
yes.
Generation X, Net Generation, Echo Boomers. They're the ones who are going to be in charge in a very short relative time.
And I think it will be interesting to see the dynamics in the workplace and how it changes as the Ys move more and more into management positions. For example, right now, attendance, punctuality, not just getting to work on time, but beginning the work on time is the number one thing that managers want to see for them to consider somebody a good employee. Now, with the Generation Ys, you know, their attitude is judge me by the results I produce, not by what time I arrive for work. And being self-employed, I can understand that. Then on the flip side, I have a lot of managers who will say, well, the only thing is, if they do arrive late, what does that do for the morale of the other employees?
Yeah, especially the older ones.
Yes, where it's show up on time, if not early, especially if there's still radio agers in the workplace.
Exactly. Colleen, what do you do in an everyday lifestyle, or career rather, that gives you such insight on Generation Y?
Well, I have been conducting, I'm a speaker and a leadership and change management expert. I've been conducting management programs, leadership programs in 48 states and 5 foreign countries for over 15 years. And I do speaking engagements on topics such as overcoming adversity and dealing with challenges just in our everyday life. That kind of is a little bit more of a spiritual slant. But I also do a lot of these leadership programs for managers and supervisors, and that's where I've really gotten a good idea for what are the things that they expect from their employees, and then also what are the top 10 things that they never want to see, kind of the boss's biggest pet peeves, as I call them.
Oh, yeah, Facebook probably. I want to see you dancing on Facebook probably.
Oh, no, that's, yes, that's becoming a huge one. And not just spending time on social media sites. I'm glad you brought that up, Valder. But also younger people bad-mouthing their managers and their coworkers by name on Facebook.
They're fearless. They are. They are fearless. They're a fearless group. They really are. They tell you what they think. They tell you what they believe, and they will call your name out.
Well, on a humorous note, one thing that companies are starting to do now, and I think this is a great idea, and apparently the Generation Yers love it, is some companies are actually staging fashion shows by the staff on what not to wear to work, because as you can imagine, radio agers and boomers, even the Generation Xers, have a different idea of what's professional from the Ys.
Oh, the Ys, from what I know, they're if they do even think professional, their thought is so different. It's so very, very different. You know, everybody's almost Lady Gaga, in a sense.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm hearing. The much shorter skirts and the plunging necklines, and they're saying, hey, you know, what they do on their own time is fine, but we just have to have a professional dress code here because we represent the company. So I think it's kind of understanding the different generations and where they're coming from. And with you having raised this generation, you have a better idea of culturally what their influences have been.
I do, and their influence is very, very strong. You know, I mean, it's amazing. But I think everyone says that about the generation coming. I'm sure they said that about our generation.
Yeah.
Music we listen to, look at our hair, look at our clothes. When change comes in, change is not always comfortable for the people that are the status quo. So we're getting new change coming in. And we were the radicals, I think the boomers at one time. But now this new change is coming in. And we're going like, wow, what did they lose their mind? And did you see what she had on? And we had that kind of going on. So I guess we've forgotten that.
I think so. You know, we were the generation of the women's movement and Woodstock and never
the
trust
burning
anybody
of the bra.
Over 30.
Yeah, you know.
Burning your bra.
we did all of that now that our kids have come along. And remember, I was looking at what was her name? Jane Fonda. Remember, she was married to, I think his name was Tom Hyden. They were pretty radical. Now he's like got some corporation and she's just doing old people exercise videos, you know?
That's true. I saw the video recently.
Exactly. You know, now they're the other generation and they're settled and, you know, so now they're kind of looking at life a little bit differently, probably as the generation before us did. I think there's great possibility, and I think the way God designed this world, it has to be new people to bring new idea and new thought to us. And I think that's what Generation Y is doing. I really do.
And I think that's a key, new thought and new ideas. And like I said, when I have them in my leadership programs, I find them to be very engaging and ask excellent questions. So I think a key of what's really important with all the generations working together in the workplace is to be able to understand where they're coming from, you know, to just kind of look at what their cultural influences have been, and we would probably be the same way if we had their cultural influences.
Colleen, what's your website so my listening audience could get a larger sense of who you are?
Sure. It's bouncebackhire.com, And that's Bounce Back Higher, H-I-G-H-E-R, as in Bounce Back Higher from Adversity.
I like that. Today my guest has been Colleen Kittenhoffen, and she talks a little bit about Generation Y, and you probably have your own Generation Y. But go to our website and get some great insights, and I really enjoyed this conversation. And you must come back again, Colleen. I really, really enjoyed this.
Thank you, Valder. I did, too, and congratulations on 2011 being your sixth season.
I thank you so very much. I received that, and I just don't know why I didn't do this before. I was in computer science, and this is a lot more fun. I get to talk to incredible people like you. Colleen, thank you so very much for being a guest on the Valder Beebe Show.
Thank you for having me.